Brett Hollander back here with Orioles GM Dan Duquette. And Dan, it's mid-June, but the team you're chasing, down by 3.5 games, in town to start a 4-game series. It's not September. It's not April anymore either. Is this a big series?
Well, I think they're all big series, but in the American League East, when you're playing the team that's ahead of you, you know, they're even more important. You know, and we took a look at what we would have to do coming into the season, and really you have to beat these clubs, Boston, you know, New York, Toronto, Tampa Bay. You have to beat them when you play them head-to-head because, one, you play them so many times, and, two, the division is so close, you know, that's probably going to be the difference in the playoffs. So all the games are important. This is a big series. Our fans are going to be out to support us, and I'm sure the Red Sox will have some fans here, but, you know, it's an important series for this time of year.
It seems to be the same every year, but right now, this is amazing. There are 4 teams in the East way above 500. The rest of the league only has 3 teams above 500. I don't know if it makes it more frustrating for you and what you're trying to do, but with the unbalanced schedule, and you know you have to win these head-to-head, at least a certain amount of them, but it's amazing. You only can think about what Baltimore, Tampa Bay, New York, and Boston would be like if they didn't have to play each other so many times.
Well, you know, it'd be nice if, you know, we were in a division and they were configured by, you know, the size of your market.
Right.
But that's not the world that we play in. So we know that the American League East is a tough division, and we know you have to be ready to play, and, you know, you have to have good depth. So we're very competitive, but, you know, there's a little extra when you play the marquee teams in the league like the Red Sox and the Yankees. And, you know, you need to have a good series. You need to have a good roster.
22-year-old Kevin Gausman goes tonight. He's had one really good start, and he struggled in his other three. What do you think he needs to work on? What do you see right now when things aren't going right for such a talented young player?
Well, you know, I think Kevin's trying to establish himself in the big leagues. You know, it wasn't too long ago. It was actually a year ago when we drafted him. So he's getting some on-the-job training, certainly with us. But really, when he keeps his ball down and, you know, can get a secondary pitch over the plate, he does fine. He's got a really good sinker. He's got excellent movement on his other pitches. And, you know, it's a matter of locating his pitches, you know, effectively. You know, you can't get by with just one pitch. You know, I asked Freddie Garcia, I said, Freddie, what's your best pitch? And he said, well, I got a lot of them, but my best pitch is strike one. And, you know, I think that's instructive for any pitcher. If you get ahead of them on the first pitch, then you can go to work on expanding the strike zone and getting them out. So, you know, Kevin hasn't been able to effectively get ahead of the hitter since he's been up in the big leagues, other than the game in Detroit, which I thought he pitched a terrific game. So, you know, it's really a matter of him understanding his delivery, repeating his delivery, so he can locate in the big leagues like he was locating when he was pitching in Bowie.
Dan, it's been a struggle for Tsuyoshi Wada in his rehab starts, at least statistically speaking. I believe the deadline for him is coming up in just a few days. What's the status with him and his future with the organization?
Well, he's under contract with us. He pitched a good game, not this start, but one before, and I was hoping for a little better results the last time out. You know, he's got to continue to pitch. He's about a little over a year and a couple of weeks since he had the surgery. So it's obvious that he needs to continue to pitch to, you know, have an opportunity to get the big league hitters out. He's been throwing his pitches in the strike zone, but they haven't had the sharpness required to get out hitters at the AAA level, and he hasn't had the pinpoint control that he needs to be effective in the big league. So we're going to talk to him and try to get some more pitching time, if you will, before he makes his major league debut. But I still have hope that he's going to help our ball club this season.
Orioles and Red Sox coming up, a familiar foe for you. First of 4, big series here at the ballpark. Dan, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brett.